Let's do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. We about to open up your mind. We about to raise your voice. And you about to be entertained, enlightened, and you're going to learn more about what you already know, y'all. It's showtime, and we are on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. That call-in number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome again to another hot Wednesday. It is steaming hot outside. It's going to be steaming hot on this phone. And folks, we're about to just go on and do our thing. For those that don't know, who have never heard of me and who are listening to the show for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you each and every week, each and every Wednesday, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I want to say thank you to those who have your listening ears. You got your cell phones programmed and listening. You got your computers logged into the site. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Because of you, our show just gets better and better each week. Tonight, you know how we do, y'all. It's not going to be any different. Last week was an awesome show. We emphasize fathers. We emphasize real men. We talked about them deadbeat dads. And we talked about a few women who just couldn't understand what the deal is and how important a child is in a father's life. Happy belated Father's Day to some of you gentlemen out there. Stand up and take care of your children. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010, and we are here again, ladies and gentlemen. So just get ready for tonight's show, Lying When the Truth Will Do. You heard the music. Women lie, men lie. You know, I know a few people out there that lie for just no apparent reason. They don't lie to get out of trouble or anything. They just lie. Sometimes they just lie about, you know, things that they already know aren't true. But then they convince themselves that it's true. You may ask them, what's your name? Daryl. And their name is John. Just to be lying. You know, maybe they do this to impress other people. Maybe they do it to impress themselves. Maybe they just do it to hear what it sounds like coming out of their mouth. Just lying. Well, why do people do this? They don't gain anything from it or, you know, or make themselves look better in the long run because eventually the truth is going to come out. So, I mean, you know, what's the point? I mean, think about this, y'all. Have you ever met someone who told you one thing, and then later you found out the truth? I mean, who does something like that? I hope you got your drinks tonight, because we're going to talk and we're going to get real. I hope you done poured you a real good drink, because this is just something that needs to be addressed. It needs to be discussed. And like each and every week, dog, we're just going to let people have it. I mean, we're just going to have to come clean. You know, why do people lie to people they don't know about something they never had? Are they afraid of sharing the truth or just afraid of reality? Well, people, you know how we do it. Tonight, folks, we'll talk about that in full detail, along with my guests tonight who are active, who are listening with us tonight. We're just going to get downright and get ignorant and just be real. Along with myself and Mr. Ricky Williams here, we have our guest panelists. When the East is in the house, oh, my God, we have a caller calling in from Baltimore, Maryland, Grambling State's own, Miss Nika Money Watkins. Nika, are you there?
I'm there. I'm all like, whoop, whoop, dancing and whatnot. That was a great introduction.
What's up? That's what's up. Hold tight one quick second. And we also have a caller. We keep it real here in Texas, Fort Worth, Funky Town, Texas, that is. We have Miss Andy Mack Campbell on the line. Andy, are you there? I'm sorry, Andy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We got you, sweetheart. We got you. Now, ladies, we definitely appreciate you calling. We have others that are going to chime in a little bit later. But, you know, let's just get with the real, because for some strange reason, people just don't want to be real. And let's go ahead and address the ladies. We'll keep it in the East and work our way back to the Midwest and the Central. You know, Nika, why do you think people lie or people feel that they need to lie?
Wow, that's a tough one, because I don't think crazy, and I think it's just crazy, but realistically, I think a lot of people just aren't in love with themselves. They're not happy with who they are, and they feel like they got a lie to impress you. I mean, it's that whole saying, like, that first 6 months when you're dating somebody, that they put their best foot forward, and then when that mask come off and you see who they really are and who you're really dating, it's
right.
a totally different person. And it's just, you know, for approval.
Okay. Andy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I believe that it's just basically lying is lack for what you're actually making up for what you're lacking, and or you're pathological in it, that you believe your own lies when it comes out, because it does sound good. And it sounds good. Your facade is good to that person until it comes out. You know, like she said, like Nika said, 6 months later, it's going to come out. With me, on the other hand, it came out 6 years later. So, you know, I've been through it, and I really think it's just they're making up for, people lie for what they're, you know, lacking in their lives. So they put up this facade, and, oh, I have this and or that, and I'm this person, and come to find out they're just nada in the end.
Well, what kind of situations cause people to lie? I mean, what do you think about that, Andy? Why do it?
Well, I can tell you, it's my ex of 7 years. We were together 4 years when I took over my father's private investigation firm. And it's funny because kids started coming out of the woodworks with him over the 7 years. By 06, we were 5 years into our relationship, 4 kids done trickled out. I took over the PI firm. I was testing software. And, of course, we lived together. We owned property together. And, of course, I'm going to use his Social Security number and his, you know, driver's license number. I'm going to use him first. He had a kid in 03 with a lady behind my back and had been paying child support, and I had no idea.
Wow. And it took 6 years?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
6 years? You said 6 years, 4 years? What did you say, 6 years?
We were four, almost 5 years into our relationship, but 5 kids total by 4 women. But one, while we were together, I didn't know about, and the baby was almost 3 when I found out.
Oh, my goodness.
Hence the reason I've been single for almost 4 years. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's a heavy situation, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Nika, what can you kind of bring to the table? I mean, what situations have you seen people lie about?
I thought my situation, you know, that I just recently got out of was bad. Wow. it wasn't as long. I was dealing with someone for a while, and a friend from Grambling suggested that I check the Secretary of State just to make sure that his business dealings were legit, because it seemed a little shaky, and checked it out. Business dealings came okay, but noticed that one of his businesses was incorporated with a woman's name. So I just happened to Google her, and a nonprofit website came up. So I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, she's a business partner. Went back to Google and saw her MySpace, clicked on it. It moved a little slow because she had, like, a lot of slideshows and pictures and so forth. So when it finally came, one of the first pictures I saw was him and a little girl. And I'm like, okay, he said he only had a son. Well, who's the little girl? Trying to find out, not only was this a business partner, but this was his wife, and he had more children than he even told me. So it's like, wow, like, you're married, and you have 3 kids, and you're out meeting people and dating people and carrying on relationships. So I guess he wasn't happy with his situation at home. Not sure. You know, maybe it's just something he just does to get the kick out of it, but I just, my thing is this, I don't understand it, because when you lie to somebody, you make a choice or a decision for them.
Which,
to me, I don't think it's fair. Like, I don't want you making choices or decisions for me. Like, you make a decision for me because I don't know the whole truth, but you do. So anytime we're having a conversation or we're dealing with being in a serious relationship at checkpoints, because, you know, all relationships have checkpoints, at these checkpoints, you knew your situation, but you felt it was best for yourself to keep it in. And I just think that's selfish, because they're thinking of their self-gratification and what they get from it. They're surely not thinking about you and how you feel or what, you know, it's going to do to you in the long run.
Okay. So what kind of, I mean, you think it's more or less like a low self-esteem issue?
Yes.
In some cases, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, in my situation, it was he saw definite dollar signs with me, and it was just like, hey, well, I'm just going to put on a charm, and I was just like, you know, a racehorse. They have blinders on. They don't see beside them or behind them. They just see in front. So it was just like, oh, I'm in love, you know, and, you know, that just surpasses everything. So it was like, yeah, I'm in love. Yeah, I make my own money. I take care of everything. And I just was dumb to it. But
okay.
As soon as I took over that farm and found out, it was like, wow, 5 kids. Okay.
Mike.
And luckily you did that. And luckily my friend suggested that, you know, I look them up, because if she hadn't, I probably wouldn't know.
And I will tell you women that are listening, and me being, I do actually have my PI license. Do your publicdata.com. It is, you pay for it. You can find out what you need. There's everything on the web that you need to find out about that person for easy, $20. If you feel that inkling of suspicion at jump, I would say just not go into it, period. But if you're into it already, go ahead and spend the money and get yourself out of it, because my father always told me, go ahead. It took $200 to get rid of him. Hey, he's gone, right? So I encourage women to do that, and men too.
Well, this is some real deal stuff tonight. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Was is with a Z. The calling number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. Go ahead and program that into your cell phones, your Blackberries. Keep that number, because we're going to keep it hot each and every week, y'all. We're going to go to the phone lines in a minute. But I want to go back to my co-host here. If you all can just kind of explain one question that's been brought to my attention before the show started. Is there such thing as a little white lie?
Yeah, I think so.
How so? Hello? So a little white lie is what now? Hello? Give me just one moment. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, could you repeat that? Ladies, could you repeat that? Give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, ladies, I got you back on. We were talking about a little white lie.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We got you now. Sorry about that. We had this little glitch in the system, but that's okay. Can we just kind of go ahead and address what a little white lie is?
Now, to me, a little white lie could be something like you say you graduated from college, but you didn't, like that won't hurt anybody. Or I don't know, maybe you say something like you bought something but you didn't. That's forgivable. You know, it's like maybe you lied to buy you some time, or maybe you lied because you thought, okay, well, she might not like me if she knows I didn't graduate or something like that. But that's understandable. Like, I mean, it's not understandable, but it's acceptable. But when you start getting to bigger stuff, more detailed stuff, like leaving out kids and other situations, yeah, that's extreme. Those things aren't things that you could let go.
Wow. And, I mean, if you can't let it go, why even continue to lie in the first place? I mean, that's just what I don't think. I don't understand that at all. Maybe some of our callers can answer some of these questions. And maybe they just got a little insight that they can enlighten us and maybe just kind of share with us what they're feeling on that. Is that okay, ladies? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and go to the phone lines and bring on a caller. Let's go ahead and keep the party going because we call from all over. We have Julian in Louisiana. Caller, are you there? Julian, are you there? I know you're here with us tonight. Don't be shy, man. I know you're on the line. We'll get to Julian in just a second. That's okay. We'll get that worked out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have some people that are a little bit shy on the line. Maybe we can hear you. Maybe you kind of need to turn your volume up a little bit on the phone line. 646-727-3279, ladies and gentlemen. Just talk to us. Let us know what's going on. We'll get everything worked out in a little bit. But, ladies, while I got you on the line and while we're talking a little bit before we get to the phone line just a little bit, you know, let's just kind of keep the party going a little bit. Is there a difference between a lie and an untruth?
Nika, you want to take this?
yeah.
I believe it's, I think it's equality there.
Yes. And I have an example. A guy that I dated. Okay, a lie would be blatantly, I don't have any kids when you do. I work a certain place where you don't. I drive a certain car, but I, you know, don't. That's a lie. But an untruth could be, I'm from Raleigh, but I'm really from somewhere else in North Carolina. But you grew up in Raleigh, like you may have lived there at one point in time, but you're not really from there, but you neglect to say where you're really from. Maybe you're ashamed of it, it's too small, you think people won't know about it. So that's kind of an untruth. Because you might have really been from that other place. And I'm sure we've experienced it. There's a lot of people from Louisiana. They might be from Arcadia, but they might say Shreveport because Shreveport's a little bit bigger and you understand it. That's an untruth, but it's not a lie. You get what I'm saying? Because Shreveport is close.
True.
Or Bossier City is close. You know, that's an untruth. But a blatant lie, oh, yeah, that's a different story.
And if I may interject, when it comes to relationships, though, if you tell me, hey, you're balling out of control and blah, 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 you got this and that, and, you know, it's not even about I'm not materialistic at all, let me clear the air there, but if you roll up in a damn Ford Pinto, I'm sorry, dude, what the hell, and it's just, it's about principles. And look, just be upfront with me from jump because I'm going to respect you more from then than later because I'm going to boot you later real quick. And
yeah.
That's just me. A lie is a lie. And I've seen so much through my father's PI firm. And I did do my internship. Don't laugh at me at Cheaters. But, yeah, seriously, it goes down. And I've seen so much that is just like, do relationships really exist? Because there's two things that I'm afraid of in this life, and that's love and stage, because I can sing and I'm a poet. And I, other than that, I'm fine. But, yeah, I've seen too much. I know too much. So, to me, a lie is a lie. How little, how big. And another thing, my mother always said, if you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie to cover it up and cover it up and cover it up.
That's all it is. And I can't see how you do it because I'm bad at remembering regular stuff that I said that's true. was like, oh, yeah, I told you that. Oh, my bad. Yeah, then that's what it is. But, like, to lie and to keep up with that lie and remember that lie that I told, my memory's not even that good. I don't know how you do it. And when you tell multiple lies, sheesh. Really?
May I cuss Andy? No, I'm just saying, it's like on Pulp Fiction. I'm a bad motherfucker. That's all they are. That's how they live their life, and they jump person to person, and that's how they get by.
All right, well, let's hear some
users.
Ladies, and let's just have some of these people address what's going on. I believe we still have Julian online from Louisiana. Julian, are you there? Maybe he's not here, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and go and take it to the great state of Kansas in the Midwest. We have a caller on the line from Kansas. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, who's on the phone with us tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Lisa.
Lisa, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. How you all doing, ladies?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, you know what? I just wanted to chime in because, actually, I had an old girlfriend, and I used to always wonder why she would. It was like, you know, you could tell her a story, and it'd be something real exciting that happened to you. And I promise you, the next time you talk to her, she'll tell you the same story, but it'd be like she was there and not you. So she'll tell the story like it happened to her. But you know she wasn't there, and I never could understand that. So I wanted to call in because this so reminds me of her.
Wow.
I don't know what's up with that.
They just lying just probably when the truth will do, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. And I used to always think, well, maybe her life, it just was, she didn't have anything exciting to say. So she just would remember something exciting that I had said and say, hey, you remember? You know what? Not you remember, but, you know, let me tell you what happened to me. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, that's the same story I told her last week that happened to me. And she would always do that. Loved her dearly, but I just couldn't understand it.
That's crazy. I wonder what
very
makes
crazy.
Her... That is a trip. I mean, it's to me, it's just amazing that people will just do that and just get out there and get crazy with it. But you know what? Lisa, hold tight. I want to keep you on the line with us for just a little bit. Let me just go back to the phone lines, and I know Julian's been waiting in Louisiana. Julian, I know you're on the line right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Talk to us a little bit, man. You enjoying the show tonight?
Ah, man, the show is fantastic tonight. These ladies are on point so far.
Okay. So, I mean, what's going on, man? What causes people to lie, man? Have you seen those kind of situations? They just out there lying to be crazy. What's up?
I mean, you know, a lot of it, like these ladies were saying, man, a lot of this stuff is just really insecurities on that person's part. You know, you never know what you're going to get these days. You know, like myself, I'm 35 years old, so I've been around for a little while. I've seen a lot. I've done plenty. And so now that I've been married, divorced, and now I'm back out here on the scene again, you know, or I should say I was back on the scene again, you know, you just really never know what you're going to get. People will tell you whatever it is that they think you want to hear, and they will keep up that facade just long enough until basically they're done with you. And once they're done with you, they're on to the next one. And there's really nothing that you can do about that outside of, you know, I just say control the things that you can control and don't worry about the rest. You know what I'm saying? People are always talking about getting hurt and doing this and doing that. But the reality is, you know, if you're a single person and you're looking for that special somebody, then you just got to put yourself in harm's way. And the lying part of it, man, I mean, it's just going to happen regardless. The only thing you can do is be truthful to yourself. And once you find that right person, be truthful to that person and just hope and pray that they're being truthful with you and you run with it from there. You know, but, I mean, outside of that, man, you could only control your actions and your thoughts. But people are going to lie just to lie. Some dudes lie to get ass. Some women lie to get money. You know what I'm saying? Some people lie, as they like to put it, oh, I lied to you about that to protect your feelings. Well, guess what? If you had told me the truth, maybe we could have worked it out and talked through it instead of lying to me about it, and now we're done. So, you know, it's always going to be there's a fine line that you walk there with it, but it's better to just be upfront and be honest from day one. Leave your leave your representative at home when you're going out trying to actually meet somebody. You know what I'm saying? If you out to try to get some ass for the night, then just let that be known and keep you pushing. You know what I'm saying? But if you out there to truly try to meet somebody, you know what I'm saying, and you just so happen to stumble across somebody that not only piques your interest physically but mentally, then you need to go ahead and just put it on the table. And a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that, but you know what I'm saying, but that's just my philosophy on the way I do things. I'm not going to come at you and 6 months down the road come at you with a whole new person. If I'm going to come at you, I'm going to come at you like, look, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I've done. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm looking for. This is where I'm at with it. A lot of people can't handle that level of truth. Me personally, I really don't give a shit. You know, I'm going to give it to you whether you can take it or not. It's up to you at that point to make the choice. You know, if you like the words that are coming out of my mouth, then so be it. We can exchange numbers and move on. And if you don't, then, hey, it was a pleasure meeting you, sweetheart. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
That's a real thought.
And I move on to the next person as well. So luckily for me, you know, I was at a point in my life where I was truly happy being single. You know, here about a year ago or so, and it just so happened that one of our homeboys from Graham got married. I went to his wedding. I saw this young lady. I thought she was extremely attractive. I said, you know what? I'm going to take a chance and just see if anything happens. And you know what? I'm glad that I took that chance, because here I am 10 months later getting ready to really relocate and make some things happen with this young lady, and we're looking to get married next March. You know what I'm saying? And that's all because we were both extremely upfront from day one about what we were looking for, what we were interested in, where we wanted our life to go, and was the other person trying to walk that same path, or were you just trying, or did you think you were just trying to walk it and you really wasn't ready? So I'm more than thankful and happy about where I am and the choice that I've made. So, you know, that's
all right,
not
man.
It now.
Man, you keeping it real, dog. That's what we like to hear. Now, ladies, before we come back to you, Ricky, I know you're on the line. Ricky Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Ricky, is there something you want to share about the conversation tonight?
Hello? Man, let me tell you about why people lie. Because they motherfucking want to. Let me tell you why men lie. Because pussy feel good. Let me tell you why women lie. Because money feels even better. I just want to put it out there. This is just my experience. Okay? Another thing, they are avoiding the inevitable. They know that they are not relationship ready. So they're going to lie to you about everything just to impress you. That's what society wants. Look at television. All that shit's a lie. Look at BET. All the gangsters rapping. That shit ain't true. That's a lie. Even if you go to church, you hear pastors say, fake it till you make it. Only thing the pastor just told you to do is motherfucking lie until you get where you're going. And yet and still, that's what we do. You hear a lot of people in church, amen, we're going to fake it till we make it. That is a fucking lie. But that's what we do. Society makes us lie about so much. Why do you have to lie? If you don't have a job, just say, man, I ain't got no job. If she gonna want you, she gonna want you. If he gonna want you, he gonna want you. But the only thing that most people do is prolong the inevitable. That's what lies do. It only prolongs the inevitable. If you start your relationship out with a lie, I don't give a damn how beautiful the lie is, the house will crumble.
Correct.
And that's...
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I apologize. Preach. Go ahead.
Well, the only thing I'm saying is, If I lie to you and say, hey, you know what, I'm balling out of control, I'm doing all this, it's because 9 times out of 10, society has already placed in my mind that's what women want. Because you see, women only want ballers because they only go for people who got money. So in order for me to get another woman, what am I going to do? I'm going to lie about it. Same thing about a woman. She's going to lie and say she slept with only 5 to 7 people. Now, we people in our 30s already know, multiply that by 8. Okay? Let's be real. Because we all been some hoes. But society states, in order for me to get a good man, guess what I got to do? I got to lie about it. And then a woman going to say, well, I lied to you to protect your feelings. Well, baby, let me let you know. You don't know how far I will go with you if you just tell me the truth. I had an experience like that. Yet and still, she just continued to lie. because she felt by lying it was going to continue our relationship. But understand, the truth works better than the lie. So for right now, that's all I have to say about that, man, is that only thing you're doing is prolonging the inevitable when you lie. So that's what's up on the What's Up With Me for right now.
Ladies, your comments?
I actually...
Nika, talk to me. What's up?
I actually, you know what? I sort of agree with Ricky. Like, real talk, you know what you're doing. You know, it's not like you just, oh, lying is a habit. I'm just lying just to lie. Like, no, you know what you're doing. You know what you're setting that person up for. And it's like I said earlier, like, he just kind of said it mad blatantly, but, you know, you lie for your own self-gratification, be it money, be it sex, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? There's a, you have a motive. You have
right.
a motive, definitely.
Okay. And that's real talk, y'all. I mean, that's just how we keep it here 100%. 646-727-3279. I know Bridget's down in Houston, and she's been listening. Bridget, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit. What's going on?
I've just been listening to the conversation a while. Mr. Williams, you know, just really laid it out, and I think that's the truth. I don't know if I'm more inclined to believe that it's just about being an opportunist when you lie about some things. I don't think all the time that is definitely like an insecurity thing, but some may disagree. But I have more problems with women who lie to women. If you're my friend, I don't understand why you lie to me, if that makes sense. For example, I have a friend. We've been friends since the third grade, and she told me one situation about her car, and then I talked to one of our other girlfriends, and she told me the real situation. And I just haven't ever understood why you feel the need to lie when I haven't given you a reason to lie. And in those instances, sometimes I do feel it's an insecurity, as if someone has set up an idea that they have of you where they're like, oh, she's going to judge me, even though you haven't in the past. But it's like an internal thing, hence it being a person's insecurity, to lie to you about just nothing, nothing at all. You didn't have to. I mean, her car got repoed. Did you really have to lie to me about that? Like, I don't care. And I didn't ask you about it. I mean, like, you brought it up. But instead of telling me that that's what happened, she said that, like, her timing chain broke and she had to, she was going to trade it in. And then she ended up with, I could care less. I pay my bills at my house. I don't care about your stuff. But I just always thought that those were interesting things. I mean, you just lied a lot. And I have another person that I love her dearly. And I won't call her on the carpet about her stuff. I mean, she claims she has several degrees. But when you start to tell things, like she says, for example, she says she had a PhD in mathematics. Cool, you got a PhD? Cool, who am I? I'm not going to go back and look. But then when you lie about other silly things, it makes people question other things. For example, she had said, oh, you know, I was applying for an accounting manager position, and they told me that I need to get an MBA, so I was going to go back and get my MBA. Wait a minute. You just told me you had a CPA and a degree in a PhD in math. I'm really trying to figure out why the hell you think you can't get that job. Well, they told me I have to have an MBA. A PhD trumps an MBA. You know, so it was like simple things like that that she would say. And then I happened to end up having a friend who worked at Rice who checked their system to see if she went. When you lie like that, I'm just curious. And the only reason I won't call her, she's not even in the system as a student or anything at all at Rice University. But she swear up and down that she was, that she got her PhD from there. But who am I to, if you have to lie that bad, I feel like there's something going on inside of you that
wow.
If I were to tell you, you would fall apart because you built up so many years of lies. And so that's why I don't say anything to her about it. You know, if you want to keep the lie, you keep the lie. It's just fine. I'm not, you can't produce your degree. We haven't seen it. Anything at all. You don't have it. And I don't feel a need to really, like, try to call her on the carpet about it, because at the end of the day, it still doesn't, it doesn't affect me, except in the sense that it kind of does make me not believe a lot of stuff that comes out of her mouth. But instead of trying to check her, I just ask more in-depth questions. I mean, if you're going to lie, I can help you. You know, just keep going with it. And some things I think are just ridiculous, but I don't feel the need to, like, just call her on the carpet about it, because I really believe that mentally there's something going on, that you feel the need that you have to make yourself greater than what you are in order for people to accept you. Why? And I can't help you with that. So that's why I don't say anything. But I did have one question, is that I was trying to is omission really lying? I'm just curious. Because I'm just wondering. Is omission really lying? Because it's not like you asked a question and somebody, you know, gave you a lie. How do you determine what is necessary to know about a person if you don't ask a question? For example, I know a lot of times men always say women talk. We talk too much. We tell our whole life. But then sometimes you have men men, for the most part, really don't say much. And if you don't ask them something specific, they're not going to tell you.
You know what, Bridget?
I'm just curious if omission is a lie.
You know what? I think that's a great point. I think that's a fantastic point. Bridget, thank you for asking that question. Nika, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Wow. It really depends on the information that you're omitting. Now, some people will take stuff out, not say things, because they're like, trying to see how the relationship goes, and they feel like certain things are very personal, which I can go there with you. But if it's something that will harm me or hurt me later, I feel like those are the things that I should know. And I say that, like, I don't know, if we're intimate and you have some sort of disease and you omit that from me, that's a problem. That's something that I should know, regardless of how you feel, you know what I'm saying, like, or how you feel it might harm you or put you in a situation where I feel some kind of way, I'm going to really feel some kind of way when I find out later on the back end, especially if I get it. So certain things, like, all right, I have a child. I'll let you know that I have a child, but my situation with my child, I might not share with you in the earlier parts of us dating. The more I get to know you, the closer we get, then I might share with you, hey, my parenting style is this, and then you may possibly, you know, meet my child. But, you know, then that's just something that I feel like isn't for everybody to know, or isn't for everybody to meet my child. Like, she doesn't need to see it, and you don't need to see her. So certain things, yeah, I mean, I agree. You might want to keep that to you until you get close enough to that person.
Hey, Money.
Yes.
You know, this is Ricky. I just want to let you know on that topic, a lot of men feel indifferent about that, because a lot of women feel like, well, you know, I'm not going to allow you to, you know, meet my child right now because we just met. Well, if I had something, Money, I don't need to tell you right now because I just met your ass too. I've been knowing you since grams, since freshman year, but the point of the matter is, it's the point that not everybody everything up front, Money. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand, and a lot of people need to understand, that's not really a lie. I just chose not to tell you. Now, you don't have to get specific, but until I get comfortable with you, just like you wouldn't get comfortable with me around your child until you feel comfortable, that's the same thing. I don't believe that's a lie. Now, if you said, Rick, do you have herpes? And I'm like, nah, I ain't got it. And, you know, we kicking it, and all of a sudden you see some bumps all over the place. So you're like, hey, Rick, hey, I ain't sucking that. That means, you know, it's like, I know what herpes look like. Then that's a lie. But if we never talked about herpes and I ain't had no breakout over herpes, I really ain't got to tell you about herpes. That is not a lie. That just means I chose not to inform you on that. I don't believe
okay.
not.
You know, people have gotten sued for that, right? Withholding that information.
Sued?
You know that.
Guess what? I didn't lie to you.
Okay.
I'm not.
Admitting that is a lie, and people have gotten sued for it. I can name some celeb names. Like, that's an offense right there.
Exactly.
I mean, you're putting me in harm's way. if you deliberately know and are intimate with me, knowing that that's something that you have and that's the situation, regardless if I ask you or not, you just put me in harm's way. You just put me in a fatal position. That ain't cool.
Well, I feel you on that, money. I'm just telling you how some people feel. I know that's wrong than a motherfucker. I wouldn't want nobody to give you shit, money. But what I'm saying to you is that some people will not confess to certain things. They won't tell you certain things because no one wants to just openly tell you some stuff because everybody got skeletons. Money, I ain't going to know everything about you. You ain't going to give me everything. Ask you how many people you slept with, and you're going to give me the direct answer. You're going to forget a couple of people because we got drunk at Gremlin sometimes. And certain things happen there, money. So you can't give me the correct answer. So you may give me a ballpark figure. You see what I'm saying? But you're not going to give me the full truth because you're not comfortable with me yet because you never know. I'll probably be that sensitive dude that may start calling you a hoe every time I see you because you slept with 15 dudes. So my whole thing is you ain't going to tell me the truth on that. Now, are you wrong for not giving me that information? Or you just choose?
Can I raise my hand?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm the female that always gets blamed for wearing the pants. No, I would tell a dude up front. I don't care. Bounce. Shit. You ain't on my dime, so fuck it. Whatever. Nah, that's bullshit. Omission is omission, meaning I'm done. Keeping from. I got a secret. Yeah, you're keeping it from me. It's still a lie. It's hidden. It is a skeleton. So get it out up front. Let it be. Period. Point blank. Say up front what you want, what you need. Clear the air. That way it is what it is, and it will be what it will be. Nobody's feelings get hurt, and everything's cool.
Well, Andy, while you're on there, let's keep the phone lines open because, I mean, I don't know if we outside or we just standing in the sauna right now, but the conversation is blazing hot. The phone lines are blazing hot. We're going to keep it in the Midwest with E-Dub on the line. E, I know you're listening, man. I know you've been hearing what's going on. Talk to me, bro.
Man, I am calling y'all from Sudan, Africa right now. I'm lying. Damn hot to be over there. I'm just saying, though, I got so much to touch base on. I'm going to try to do it in a short time because I got my man out there, Mad Ricky. Man, Ricky be just going nuts. You know what I'm saying? I love the man, but check this out. Let's go way back. A lot of lions started as kids. You see what I'm saying? And it develops itself as the person gets older. They seem to run the same game that they've always gotten by with. This is my opinion. You see what I'm saying? So as they go older, they know what they can run a game on, who they can run a game on, and how far they can get with it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these lies come because they testing. They trying to see how far they can get with this person because either you just met them or whatever. They want to see where your naive level is or whatever. And back, you know, back to the young lady said, is omission a lie? I don't think so. Because therefore, you don't know who you're talking to when you ask that question. If you ask a person that is a more, you know what I'm saying, that you have more trust in about a real deep question that you want to ask, you know you're going to get the real from that person. You don't ask a person something that you can't believe what they're going to say necessarily. You got to have that feeling of confidence that's going to be a real good, true answer that you want to hear. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, you have to watch that. You know, just like Ricky said, if a person, if you ask a person some of these people don't even know they got no disease, especially some of the women. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, if a dude asked a damn broad, you got some disease, she going to hell no. She going to say no. The only test we knew when we was coming up, we put our finger in our ear, dig some wax in there. They told us if it burned, then she got some shit. You
wow.
See what I'm saying? So it goes different ways on what's going on. I just see a lot of Dr. Phil going out here, a lot of finger point going out here, but the real story is, who's to say that you lying? A lot of people can't handle the truth. So therefore, you might be telling this person the truth. They steady tell, man, you lying. You lying, nigga, you lying. I ain't lying, nigga, I'm telling you the damn truth. So now, okay, since you can't handle the truth and you don't want to hear the truth, damn it, you finna get it from the rooter to the tootle. I'm lying to you every time because you can't give me enough trust to even for me to even tell you that I'm telling the truth. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, damn. It's like damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pick your own poison when you're trying to find out who's lying. You know what I'm saying? I know truth sets a motherfucker free, but seems like a lot of lying been setting motherfuckers free too. Because a lot of y'all been falling for the shit until you find out that you was made a fool. Now you're mad.
Hey.
You see what I'm saying?
Man, you are incredible. You are incredible. We got.
I'm just keeping it 100, man. I'm just saying. You only get mad when you done found out that you've been made a fool. You see what I'm saying? The motherfucker done got the upper hand on you and done took you for a ride. You see what I'm saying? But really, all you can say is, okay, the first one on, whatever that saying is, they say, damn for you the first one or something, if it did the next one on me, but it won't be no third. However that motherfucker go, I'm quite sure a motherfucker know what I'm saying, but
yeah,
you just got to take it for shame on you or something like that. You just got to take it for a ride, and that's how it is.
E is go first time shame on you, second time shame on me. So that's
thank
the statement.
You, thank you, Rick. Thank you. That you know what I'm saying. So if you got taken for the ride the first time, you sure ain't gonna have the shame on you on the second. You know what I'm saying. So therefore, a lot of these questions that you asking, you got to get them. Yeah, you gonna get some of them up front. You know what I'm saying. But you ain't gonna, like Rick said, you ain't gonna get a lot of them up front, and you sure the hell ain't gonna give them all up front. Like a motherfucker can be asking you where you work at. I work at so and so. Well, what they pay you there? Oh, I get enough. Well, what is enough? You know what I'm saying? What is enough?
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could be getting $100 a week. That could be enough for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But still, you know, it's just like Rick said. You only gonna give so much. So whatever you put in is what you get out. But it ain't gonna happen overnight. It's not gonna happen overnight. We in this old fast internet society, it ain't gonna happen.
Hey, hold that thought, man. I hate to cut you off, bro. Stay on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, this conversation, we knew this was gonna be hot. 646-727-3279. Nika, Andy, I'm gonna bring some more callers online if you ladies don't mind.
Nope, not at all.
I have Miss Erin calling on the line. Erin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Talk to me for a little bit. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a while now.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
I wanted to touch on two things. The one thing about being truthful up front versus omission. I had a friend, actually it was one of my brother's friends, who was a little bit older, and he had some bad experiences with women, and he did well for himself and everything. He actually had two cars. He would talk about how he had his, like, Chevy Escort, and then he had his Porsche. And he said he used to do these tests where he would go to, like, the grocery store or something in his Escort and drive up, and there would be, like, women outside, and nobody would pay him any attention at all. You know, he'd go in and do a shopping. Come back 15 minutes later, same outfit, different car, the Porsche this time, and all of a sudden, you know, he's getting attention, people are talking to him, and all this stuff. So I think it was Ricky who pointed out, if you put, you know, I don't have to tell you how much I make up front, or, you know, I don't have to tell you that I have money. I mean, I think a big part of that is what you are looking for and what you're trying to put out. The people who sit there and brag or boast about the things that they have up front with somebody, I mean, that's going to attract a certain type of person. And I'm not saying this guy was right, because I don't think you need to go as far as that in terms of testing people, But, I mean, I do think that there's something to be said for not throwing everything about yourself when you just meet someone, trying to impress them, exaggeration, lying to get there. I mean, that's just unnecessary, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for calling in. Ladies, what are your thoughts on that? Nika, Andy?
I'm with her. It's, I mean, like, everybody has good valid points, so I can't say that I'm really against, you know, what anybody is saying. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, when that person finds out that you're not who you really are, it's always a bad situation, just bottom line, point blank. And a lot of times, you know, it goes far beyond, oh, I've just been taken. But what about that person? Like, the relationship that the two of you cultivated, they feel some kind of way when it's over, too. It's not like, oh, well, you know what, you know, hey, I lied and the ride was over. Like, no. Like, I've had relationships where people have lied to me and they're still trying to get it back. Like, I'm sorry, this is what it is, let's try again. And the trust factor in that relationship is completely broken because of one little lie, a little, you know, two little lies, whatever, however you perceive it in your head, because everybody thinks differently, but it's done. And I just kind of feel like if you could just step to a relationship and be you, like Julian said, it's all good for me because I'm going to be me. And, like, Ricky, you know me since, you know, I haven't changed. Degrees don't change who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm still me. I'm still Nika from Baltimore, and that's who I'm going to be. And there's nothing in the world that would make me not be who I am. Like, I don't want to be anybody else. I'm grateful to God for who he made me. And that's that. Like, I try my best to be completely honest, especially if you ask me a question. And if I feel like, you know what, that's none of your business, I'm going to tell you. That's something I don't want to tell you right now. That's none of your business. And I'll leave it at that. We ain't got to play no games. We ain't got to admit nothing. We ain't got to lie. It is what it is. You like it? Cool. Let's roll with it. Don't? Then, all right, peace. Like Andy said, we can be done.
Word up. Andy, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely, because I am the female that wants that upfrontness. Tell me what you want. If this is, hey, we kicking it, we cool, you know, we're just hanging out, we're having some drinks, we're watching TV, we're DVDs, we're going to, you know, my spots in Dino or whatever, cool, whatever. We're fine with that. But when it crosses the line to certain intimate parts and stuff like that, and it's, like, unexpected, and it just barriers are crossed and nothing's been established up front, yeah, you both look like damn fools. And I've been there and I've done that. And it's just like, just tell the person up front, hey, look, I ain't looking for this. Let's just talk, kick it, whatever. Period. And so nobody gets hurt.
But you know what, though? A lot of people, I'm super upfront. Everybody who knows me know that I'm upfront about everything, but I'm also labeled an asshole for being so upfront, and I hurt people's feelings for being so upfront. And sometimes,
right. Instead
of lying, you just need to, like, keep your mouth closed, and unfortunately, I don't know how to do that yet. So, you know, we do lie. You know, we lie on our taxes because we claim people kids that we don't have. You know, we lie about a lot of things. We lie to get where we need to go, and that has been accepted all through life. So, you know, you have to understand that I go in relationships looking like this. I know I'm going to give you three lies, and I'm going to keep struggling because I know you're going to lie about something because not everybody's truthful about everything because a lot of people are ashamed of what they've done. And, you know, I tell people, hey, you didn't know me when you did what you did in the past, but still, a lot of people look at their past, their, like, past relationships, like, you know what, I told my last boyfriend that I had a threesome and he treated me like shit. I can't go to Rick and say, you know, I had a threesome because he may treat me like shit, too. So if he asks me, have you ever had a threesome, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say no because I've been hurt in the past by that. That's what women and men do. It's like I came up to you, Money, and I was like, you know what, Money? I work at McDonald's, and I only make $8.95. And he was like, yo, I don't chill when I'm two that only make $8.95. But then I go to Andy, and I'm like, yo, Andy, you know, I'm a corporate engineer. Because I understand, and you have to understand, nobody wants to go through that pain again. So I do understand. It's not right, But I understand why some people do that line. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie to you and say I'm swinging 12 inches. I'm 11 and a half inches. You dig what I'm saying? Just to put it out there to let you know that I'm not lying to you. But we know that's a lie. I know that you stepped around, but you're going to say that you was a good girl because you know that was an issue with a lot of people. And you know issues. A lot of people got issues. People, homegirls was like, you know, I got a PhD. You know, you probably got an MBA, and she probably want to feel accepted, so she lies to feel accepted. People lie about a lot of things just so they can feel accepted about everything, man. So I understand, is it right? No. But are we labeled for being truthful? That should be another question.
Wow.
I think we're labeled for being too truthful. So I think that's why a lot of people lie. Because a woman can't say, yes, you know, I was really loose to her husband. I got some friends now that are married that got trucked through, and yet their husbands think they slept with like five people.
Freaking stop. Oh, my gosh. Stop it. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but me and my friends, the majority of my friends that I, you know, hang out with went to Grambling with me. And our line is we went to a black college. If you went to a black college, the same thing that happened at yours is the same thing that happened at mine. Do you really want to know the answer to that question? And I'm going to keep it moving. Like, I mean, real talk, it's just that simple. I didn't lie to you. I told you the truth. I'm not going to give you a number, but I'm going to let you know. Yeah, man, I had fun. I went to a black school. We kicked it. I went to Grambling. We had a ball. What you think? You know what I'm saying? And leave it at that. I mean, in the middle of the country, we had nothing to do but drink and have sex. So what are you expecting? Yeah, you can say it. You can tell the truth. And if he can't accept that, then I don't need to be with you. And there's been people who couldn't accept it. That's fine. I've dated people post-Grambling. You know, like, I heard at Grambling, you did. I sure did. And what? That's Grambling. I'm ground. And if you're going to hold me hostage to what I did at Grambling, then we don't need to be together. That's fine. I'll be okay.
You know, with this conversation alone, enrollment is going to go up in the fall. Y'all do know that at GSU. That's cool. Let's keep the phone lines open, ladies and gentlemen. Real talk with real people tonight. I'm loving it. I know y'all are enjoying it, too. 646-727-3279, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Ebony's on the line calling from Funkytown, Fort Worth, Texas. Also, Ebony, are you there?
I am here.
Talk to us, Ebony. What's going on?
There's so many things said. I was just listening, laughing, and thinking, like, I've had good points, but I just really want to make one general statement about lying, and that is the fact that everybody does it. They lie to protect, lie for selfishness, lie for no reason. I mean, people have, we can go over 100 different million reasons why everybody lies, but the fact remains that every single person that is alive on this earth does it, because the Bible says we all lie, and to say that we don't lie is a lie itself, okay? So the fact of the matter is can you deal with the consequences of your lie? Because every lie is usually revealed, you know, every lie comes to light. So can you deal with the consequences of your lie when you tell a lie, for whatever reason you tell that lie? Then, hey, by all means, tell your lie and move on with your life. If you can't, then don't tell the lie. If you can't deal with the consequences or the expected or whatever the consequences may be, if you have a doubt in your mind that you may not be able to deal with them or live with them, then you might not want to tell that lie. And that's just bottom line to telling lies.
You know what, Ebony, you bring up a really good point. That was going to lead me into one of my next questions for my panelists and also for our listening audience. You know, dealing with that lie that you told, can you handle the truth more if you found out through the person that lied, or should it, if what if you heard it from somebody else? I mean, dealing with the consequences, like she mentioned, does it matter hearing it from somebody else, or should it always come from that person who initiated that lie? That's a good point you brought up, Ebony. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I know you're on the line. Go ahead and speak to us, bro.
Hey. I was just saying, can I say something? And,
yeah, go ahead.
My point of view is this on that, right? I've been through quite a few things or whatever, so I kind of have a real fucked up attitude about different shit. I've been in a relationship with my kid's mother. That I've been lied to so much and different other shit that when the lie comes, it really doesn't affect me so much. I just, roll with it. I done have my ups and my downs. So am I going to allow this to affect my life for the next 5 or 10 minutes? Yeah, then I'm going to roll. But you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like my attitude with it is real. I mean, I might care for a minute, but for real, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? And then that might, within itself, sounds like a lie. But it's the truth. Because when the swelling go down, hey, I got to roll on, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to roll on. I had another little comment to tell y'all in regards to that line. But, I mean, if you come back to me later, I should have it ready for you.
Okay.
But, man, this one here is hot. I mean, I got so much to say. I know what it was. I'm kind of like Rick. I don't know when to shut up. So I'm gonna be honest with you or whatever, or I'm gonna tell you the truth. It might hurt your feelings or whatever, and then it's probably not gonna come out the way you think it should have come out. So it's gonna sound real mean, but it's gonna be the honest to God truth. So yeah, I'm gonna be either labeled an asshole, or they just gonna be like, well, hey, that's how that nigga is. If it's something that you don't want him to know or whatever, don't ask him. Because he might not give you the answer that you think you need to hear. So I got a daughter right now that she'll tell you. She say, Daddy, don't tell me because I really can't handle the truth. Just let me ride right now. Okay, that's fine. She's a youngster, but she knows she's still finna get it on another day. I'm still finna give it to her because I ain't forgot about it. You see what I'm saying? So at least she's honest at that point, and if there's a lot of adults that really can't handle the truth still to this day. And so like he said, like somebody said, they do it for acceptance. A lot of people aren't very socialized, have the capability to be socialized and liked by a lot of people. So, therefore, they want to be cool or whatever, and they got a lot of kicking. You know what I'm saying? They just want to get in the door for them little few minutes and be able to say, well, I had that little conversation with her, and, that felt good to them. But you can't take that euphoria away from them. Somebody will talk to me, the first thing come out of my mouth, nigga, quit lying. They might be telling me the truth. You know what I'm saying? But I done been around it so long. As soon as they say, nigga, quit lying. Shut up. I ain't got time for that bullshit. Quit lying. But I know they might be telling me the truth, but I'm going to let them know. Nigga, if you lie to me, I'm going to catch you on. That's all
right.
I got to say.
Right. And you know what? Another thing, everybody. The thing is, with that question that Ebony posed and what Andy posed, is the fact that if you told me the truth up front, I can deal with it. But if I got to hear it from somebody else, then it's harder because I know that you look me in my eye and our relationship is supposed to be built on trust. But you look me in my eye, you lied to me. And if you got any type of character about yourself, if you go look me in my eye and lie to me, then I can't trust you about nothing. So it does hurt if I got to hear from somebody else because I'm laying with you, I'm talking to you, especially if I'm being truthful with you and you lying to me. That's when it really hurts. You see what I'm saying? It's not, you can lie to me about, man, I played against Jordan and I won. Okay, dude, we know that you're lying. But if you look at me in my eye and I ask you, did you take my money? And you look at me like, nah, dude, I ain't got your money. Well, okay, And I find that you took my $50 bill, or I didn't hear through the grapevine that you bought a sack with my money. Now I'm going to get up in your ass because you didn't lie to me. In my face, if we're supposed to have some type of relationship. If you somebody that's off the street and you lie to me, I don't give a damn about you, so you can go ahead and lie. It's not going to affect me one way or another. But if you're supposed to be in my circle, you're supposed to be my friend, or we got some type of relationship and you lie then, that's when it hurts. Most people don't realize or recognize what we are talking about is when a person lies to you and you're in some type of relationship with that person. some type. It could be friendship, it could be lovers, it could be husbands, wives, whatever. But if it's just a regular person that I don't know lying to me, you know, I'm keeping it pushing. But if it's that main person, if it's my girlfriend, my fiance or something, and you look at me in my eye and lying to me, that's when it hurts, especially if I got to hear from the streets. If I can't hear from you, your punk ass needs to go back to the streets. I don't need you in my life. And that's what's up.
Amen. That's what's up.
That's just for me, though. That's just for me, though. Anybody else got something to say about that?
I'm all with you on everything you just said. That's what's up. I'm with you. You can't, nah. And that's the thing. That's where I am. If you or somebody, you say you love me or we have some sort of relationship, friendship, family, whatever, and I care about you, you supposedly care about me, and you say or do something that will put me in harm's way, like lie about it, and, you know, something that would harm me or make me feel some kind of way, I have feelings about that. Like, I would never deliberately put you in an awkward situation. Like, I would never deliberately steal from you and lie. You know, so I'd never deliberately lie to you about something that I know would harm you because I know how it feels, and it's not a good feeling. Like, that's messed up to put somebody in that situation, and you know you're lying, and you know that lie could potentially hurt them, cause them some harm. Like, that $50 they stole from you could have been $50 to get your lights turned back on. But they took it, you know what I'm saying? And that caused you some sort of pain. Like, nah, I'm with you. I'll be ready to fight because I protect my feelings. And so when I'm precious about my own feelings, and if you're not precious about mine, I got a problem with that because I will be precious about yours.
And do most people understand the repercussion of their lie? See, most people don't understand that once you lie to a person, they start to build up this wall now. And it's kind of hard, especially if it's a man lying to a woman or a woman lying to a man, to have to realize that wall is built up now. And now your home ain't right. All you have to do is just tell the truth. You can deal with the truth. If you have done a whole bunch of stuff in your past, you did it before me. You didn't know me. We can work through that. You dig what I'm saying? I'm probably like, oh, you was a hoe back then. I ain't going to homecoming with you because I don't feel like getting laughed at. You go ahead, have your fun, and I'll meet you back here. You dig what I'm talking about? But when you lied to me, just lied to me, now you done fucked up the home. That's the wrong thing to do. And a lot of people are not realizing that. Who cares what you did? You can get over it if you tell me the truth. My dad said that. He like, God, I hate a liar. Tell me the truth and we can deal with it. But if you lie to me, I can't trust you no more. And I hate you for that. I don't hate you, but I hate that lie that you told. And now I got to look at you like you're a liar. Now you got to build.
Hold on, Ricky. Hold on, Ricky. This is Andy here. Now, you're a man. You're in a relationship with a woman. And she's kept a baby from you.
I just turned it on. I ain't got the ground on.
Yeah.
And I'm not
being
heard.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Andy.
Who's who here?
Go ahead, Andy. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the mic.
No. Okay. Like, seriously. Okay. Put yourself in my shoes. In a 7-year relationship with a man, and you find out, I mean, you've been supporting this man, you're the breadwinner. You know, blah, 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 you're footing the bill for every motherfucking thing. Kids just come trickling out the woodworks. Come on, if your woman just came out, walked in the door, y'all been married for 4 or 5 years, whatever, oh, I'm pregnant by another dude, you really gonna stick there by her side?
You know what? To be honest with you, Andy, I know a person like that. She was married, but see, the thing was, she was married. See, to me, if I got a girlfriend, I can say, fuck you, but you took a vow. You know, some people take their vows seriously. So I know a young lady who stayed by her husband who had another child while they were married. So can it happen? Yes. Does it happen often? Hell no. Nah. For me, personally, if you'd have told me that you got pregnant by somebody else, I will not be the laughing stock of anything. So hell no, nah, I wouldn't stay by you. You lucky I ain't crushed your fucking skull in. So,
okay, exactly. So your girlfriend per se, you live with her. Okay. So she accepts your child that you had, you know, while y'all were together. Is that okay? You know, if she accepted the child, would you do the same for her?
Would I do the same? No, but I'm not that person. Understand, going back to the earlier.
Okay, then back to the panel, please. All the men.
No, what I'm saying is certain people are stronger. Certain people can handle things better. You know, my thing is if you cheated on me and say, hey, Rick, I cheated on you, we probably could work through it. I was married before, and I asked her to tell me the truth about it. Because if she told me, yeah, you know, Rick, I cheated on you, I'd probably be like, oh, fuck, we got to go to counseling and work it through. But she lied to me. So now I couldn't handle the lie. I can handle the act. We could get over the act, but it was a lie. It just depends on what you can handle. I cannot handle a liar. Tell me the truth.
There was intent. If there's intent going into it, if you thought about it, you might as well have done it.
Nah, fuck that. I don't believe so, because I could think about killing a lot of motherfuckers, but that don't mean I'm going to do it. Because
well,
I know
you got that thought penetrating in your head, and like you said, I would have smacked that bitch upside her damn head. I mean, I'm just saying.
If she would have done it, yeah. But the thing is...
But if you did it, it would be okay.
No, I'm not saying... No, hell no, it wouldn't be okay, because that's money leaving out of our house. No, it wouldn't be okay. What I'm saying is, certain people can deal with things. My thing is, you know how far you can go, Andy, with a person. I know how far I can go with certain aspects with a person. Everybody know how far they can go. You know, lying to me, I got a short fuse. Anything else I can deal with. I can't deal with you can steal from me. And you know what? I'd be like, ah, dog, you done took this. Okay, we can choke it off. Because I'm going to steal back from you. But don't lie to me, though. I tell people this. Don't slap my mama. Don't lie to me. That's how deep it is for me when it comes down to lies. But that's just me. Some people can deal with lie after lie after lie because they love that person. They believe that person can change. I'm just not that person, though. Money?
Right, bring it on over to me, why don't you? You know, it's funny because I'm not that person either. And, like, I will try to give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, you know, the first time, second time, all right, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, nah. Like, I don't even think I would stick around for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth because I'm such a sensitive person. Like, I'm hard, but I'm sensitive. So dealing with that, like, when you lie to me, you insult me. You insult my intelligence. Like, at some point, I think you can even tell when somebody's lying. And you're lying, and I can tell you're lying, or it's lies that are just not even, they're not even worth you lying about. Like, it's an unreasonable lie. Like, for instance, I used to date a guy who would call you and say, I'm going to be there in 2-3 minutes. 2-3 hours, he's still not there. You call him on answer phone. He finally get there like 5 hours later. I'm asleep. I'm tired. Whatever we were going to do, I don't want to do. Forget you. I'm done. Why did you lie? Just tell the truth. Just say, you know what? I'm not going to be able to make it until blah, 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 blah. And I could do something else with my time instead of sitting at home waiting for you to come get me. Like, stuff like that is just unnecessary. Just, it makes no sense. Or another one, example, my daughter's father, he'll call me and say, hey, I'm going to send you some money, Western Union. This is the Western Union money control number, blah, 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 blah. Go pick it up. I take my ass all the way to Western Union for some money that ain't even there. Was that really necessary? Like, I don't even want to hear it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even tell me, I'm not dealing with you on that. I'm cool. You know what? When you got something, you put it in my hand when I see you. Besides that, I don't even want to hear it because that's an unnecessary lie. Things like that is just, it makes no sense. Then a further lie, if we're in an intimate relationship and we're dating for the sake of, you know, being married or going to, you know, board something bigger than just hanging out and kicking it, and you lie, you don't respect this, and I don't need to be in a union with you, and I end it. I did it. That's the reason I'm still single. That's the reason I've never been in a relationship longer than 2 years. I can't do it. I'm just not going to do it. And until I'm with somebody that I feel is real and can accept me being real and me being honest and can be the same to me, I'm not dealing with it. It's just, it's whack. And there's a lot of people out there that needs to do themselves. That saying, do you, a lot of people need to do you and stop trying to do other people or do what you think people want you to be. Because you might find that people may like you for who you are and what you represent. Truth be told, I think I'm a likable person, but I'm me, period.
So what's the solutions, ladies? What's the solutions? What do you believe is the solution? Since we've all experienced it, we should all know or feel what you need to say to solve this issue Andy, go first.
Go Andy, sorry.
Honestly, from my experiences, I mean, you know, like my mother and father used to say, you bump your head hard enough too many times, you're going to get tired of it. And I did. And that motherfucker beat me every day for seven fucking years and had a kid with somebody else. And you know what? I'm a stronger woman because of it, and I put boulders up. But I don't let it get me down, and that's why men can't deal with me, because I am so headstrong, and I have to be in control. So my solution to my situation, me as a person, is that I got to get somebody on my mental level, somebody in my psychology level that can understand me and say, hey, yeah, we clicked there. Not in the bed. You know, let's talk. Let's sit down and communicate. Let's you know, whatever. Chat. I don't care about the rest. I want to know what's on your mind. And a lot of men nowadays, they just, not, especially in the 30s, and no offense to the guys that are on the phone, but, you know, in our 30s, it's just, y'all get older. I mean, between your 22-year age and your 36, you guys are in your prime, and you just kind of do your thing. And I'm not trying to be funny, but that's just my experience with that age range. So it's really hard to find a medium at 33, and it's just like, you know, you scratch your head at it. It's like, I give up. I prefer just solitude at this point.
Money?
You know, the funny thing about that is, my question is this, like, how do you live with that? Like, say you do build a relationship, a marriage, a life on those lies. Like, how do you live with yourself? Like, at the end of the day, how do you really keep up with that? Like, are you comfortable? Do you feel good? I mean, do eventually you believe in those lies? Like, I don't want to be the person to find out how do you live like that. You know, I think we would all be better off if people start being more truthful about their situations, period. You know, I just do. Like, everything, we're not going to always be honest about. That's reality. But just some things, it's just like, I don't feel it's worth it. Like, lying to kick it or lying to just be a part of something or to be down, like, I don't see how you can be happy with that. Like, I don't see how that makes you feel any better about yourself. If anything, yo, you want something, go work hard and get it. You know, you want to hang around some people who have PhDs, go get one. I mean, I know it's hard to obtain it, but obtain it, and you can feel good about something that you've completed and something that you've done rather living that lie. Like, I just can't imagine how uncomfortable that has to be, because at some point you got to know somebody who's going to catch you on those lies. Then what? You start all over again, you know, you keep lying to somebody else, you know, with a different lie. Like, I just can't imagine living like that, real talk. Ricky, can you imagine living like that? Tell me, because you'll keep it real.
If I may interject for a second before you answer, Ricky, it's like being an abused dog, just kicked and kicked. It's been caged. It doesn't know what to do.
Well, let me tell all the listeners and the ladies something. The best way to solve this problem is to take your time. Just because you'll tell everybody the truth up front, don't expect everybody else to tell you the truth up front. You know, so the thing is, walk slow and see everything around you, and everything will be revealed. My mistake was I tried to hurry up and rush. I got with an ex-girlfriend because I just got out of divorce, and I just wanted to hurry up and jump in a relationship, and I said, you know, just tell me the truth about everything. But guess what? Just because I would, that don't mean she would. A lot of people rush into everything. So my thing is to everybody, just take your time. Live your life. Feel comfortable with you. Love you. Because just because you love you, that don't mean somebody else will. Just because you will tell the truth, that don't mean somebody else will tell you the truth. So my thing is, walk slow. You know, if you want somebody to tell you the truth, you just continue to tell the truth. If they can't tell you the truth, fuck them and leave. So that's my whole thing. Just walk slow, talk to people, you know, understand, okay, if you done lied once, 9 times out of 10, especially if there's something insignificant, 9 times out of 10, you go lie again. And my thing is, if you lied about something, that means you felt that it was that important to lie to me. What? Really? And it was small. So if you're going to lie about something that's insignificant, when it gets down to some deep shit, you're going to lie then. So Maya Angelou said it the best. When somebody show you who they are, believe them. And if they lie to you in the beginning, they're going to lie to you in the end. So just believe it and move on. A lot of people don't want to move on because they don't want to be alone in relationships or friendships. But you can build that back up. You can build a friendship. You can build a relationship back up. So the whole thing is walk slow and sometimes just love you and fuck everybody else. Brown, wrap it up.
You know, this has been a great show. I can only say that each week, like I mentioned before, y'all, it gets better and better and better. Before I even get out of here, let me just thank our panelists for being on the show tonight, Mika in Baltimore and Andy in Fort Worth, Texas. Before we get out of here, Mika, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what's going on with you in Baltimore.
Hey, I got a few things going on. I'm an admissions rep for a school in Landover, Maryland. That's my benefits job. I also do public relations and media relations work as well. That's my passion. And blogging, I do relationship blog, which I've actually done a blog about lying and dating situations, so it's cool to be on the show tonight, which my blog is www.nikathePRDiva.com. Again, www.nikathedivablogspot.com. Yeah, that's me. If you're interested in me doing any PR work, you can go onto the website and my email address is on there and shoot me an email. And I'll definitely respond. I got a lot going on right now, so please forgive me if it takes me a while.
Well, that's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. Nika's link is on the site at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Just click on the link at Nika the PR Diva, and you will see the information she's talking about. And we've been fortunate and blessed to have her present her opinion and share with us as well tonight. If you go to the website, howwasyourweekend.com, you'll see her featured as a primary figure, along with myself, Ricky, and Andy. And while Andy's on the line, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you got going on in Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, Andy. I am actually the co-chief security IT administrator for the city of Fort Worth and San Antonio. I secure their networks, making sure everything is okay. I do have a website that I helped create. In regards to ethical hacking, I am CCIE certified, which probably means nothing to most your listeners, but technical-wise, I'm a programmer and hardware analyst, so to speak. It is www.viprasys, that's V as in Victor, I, P as in Paul, RASYS.org. If you would, please go ahead and join my forum. There's all ethical hacking tools, if you want to catch your spouse doing whatever. There's ethical ways to actually doing it without getting in trouble. So that's my website that I help promote, and that's what I do. So salute.
We keep it real, ladies and gentlemen. We network here. We're all about building relationships. We're all about sharing our opinion. We're all about keeping real talk all the time. So if you know someone who has some information, or has an opinion, or is in a position to help somebody else out, tell them to give us a call. Tell them to log in, listen, and learn with us each week. It's how we do our dance out here, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank y'all for participating tonight, giving us your ear, giving us your chat. In conclusion, really not much I can say here on this one. It's been pretty much said. The old saying goes, you know, the truth will set you free. That's real. So if you need to lie about it, whatever it is, you know, chances are it's probably not worth getting involved in, whether that's a relationship, a business, a personal event, or whatever. You know, I know that no one's perfect, and myself is not included in that. You know, I'm not perfect at all in no means any kind of way. But, you know, if you feel inside deep down that You have to start off by lying. And like I mentioned before, the chances, it's just not worth it. And the deceit will reveal itself. You know, you can trust that. We're not going to be on Friday, but just one quick reminder to all the Michael Jackson fans, coming up this Friday marks the one-year passing of the late, great Michael Jackson. And just kind of mention that. Go ahead and get your MJ music and ready to play it tonight. So as I wrap up the show, let me just thank, as always, my panel for their insight. I want to thank the folks that called in tonight to just express themselves and be real. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We get calls from all over the country, Texas, Missouri, Kansas, California, ATL, Baltimore. We do it big, y'all, New York City, everywhere. If you got a telephone, a phone line, or internet service, you need to call and log in, listen, and learn to us each and every week. We get down like four flat tires, y'all. That's just how we do it out here. So keep us in mind, keep your ears open, and just pay attention, because each week we're going to keep it hotter and hotter and hotter. That's just how we do. Thank y'all so much for giving us your ears tonight. Express your thoughts with us, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, we're going to come back with an even hotter one, body talk. Can you actually listen to your body, and do you listen to the signs that your body may give to you? And are you even listening to what your body's saying? Do you even know how to listen to your body? Well, don't worry. Next week, my panelists and I are going to talk about that. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. This is Ricky Williams. And if you learn something about this show, just do me a favor. You know how I end it. Tell three or more people to just tune in with you next week. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. Good night. Go mob. And we gone.